Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name is Irene Cook, your host, and I'm going to talk about leading that healthy lifestyle. Well, sometimes leading that healthy lifestyle isn't just about leading it. It's about maintaining it. And if anybody's ever reached their goals, we all know that once you reach your goal, maintaining that level of that goal is sometimes not quite as easy as one would think. Maintaining your gains and never losing your losses. This is a really difficult concept for people. Unfortunately, as you know, many people, in fact, most people will gain back their weight once they lose it. In fact, only 20% of dieters who start off overweight will end up successfully losing that weight and keeping it off for a year. Even more sadly, only 5% of them will keep it off long term. And I've talked about this many times. So that is an outstanding amount of people. 95% of people will not keep their weight off. However, don't let this discourage you. There are a number of scientifically proven ways that you can keep this weight off. And I've really, truly dedicated my entire career in aiming toward defining this. And it is not an easy thing, but it is definitely achievable. So let's talk about this. You've finally hit your weight goal, and this is certainly something that people have achieved. Perhaps you've cut your calories. Perhaps it was a temporary thing. Where do you go from here? How can you start to add back some of those favorite foods? How can you loosen up those restrictions and start going back to some of the things that you love? Well, that right there, that statement right there is usually the problem. When people lose weight, they usually do it in ways that are unrealistic. And so that right there is the biggest red flag. It's understandable that after all of your hard work, you're worried about gaining this weight back. The day of those water fluctuations and all of that, you're used to that. We know that that is all normal. But when it is not just a water fluctuation and it is true weight gain and it is creeping up slowly and then it's creeping up not so slowly and then it is real weight gain, you are faced with the reality of you have gained back your weight. Weight maintenance will look a little different in your old ways than when you started the diet to begin with. And I have been faced with this myself multiple times, and I'm faced with it all the time with members. I could have somebody that was extremely successful with losing weight the first time, and they could be looking right at me wondering why they can't do it again. So what causes this weight gain? Well, we all know that many people fear that restriction calories so low will damage their metabolism, and that is very true. Less is not more when it comes to weight gain. And yes, that will cause you to gain that weight back. Destroying your metabolism is never a good thing. Poor calorie control will inevitably put you in the back seat when it comes to this. So hitting your weight goal is not a license to go back to those eating habits that you once had. Doing this for sure will cause that weight gain. And that is the number one mistake that people make. And so that is in bright lights. Why do people regain the weight? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And again, like I said earlier, restricting the things that you love is one of them. We get ourselves so fed up with how we feel and how we look that we set our goals way too high, and we restrict our calories, and we do slow down our metabolism. And as much as we want to lose weight fast, it's better to lose weight slow and incorporate those things that we love, because your body will get used to that and your metabolism won't suffer. Another huge problem is the wrong mindset. We have this quick fix mindset. We think that it's going to come off fast, and it may come off fast, but it's not going to stay off fast. And instead, we want to think of the big picture. Think of it as this long-term project, and that you are going to be doing this for the rest of your life. So it should be something that you enjoy. And for that reason, you should look into habits that are sustainable. Diets are based on willpower, are not the ones that you want to look at. You want diets that are based on habit change, something that you can truly do and sustain. As I was about to do this show, I actually asked members in my program to kind of help me out and throw me some bones. I needed help with topics, and obviously this one came up. People are struggling. It's the end of the year. People have lost their motivation. And yes, I could have done a show on what to do when you're struggling. Be consistent, track your calories, drink your water, work out. You've heard all of these things. But I could say this all day long. When motivation is lost, it is gone. It's out the window. It is uncatchable. Self-sabotage sets in. It's that little evil self that lives inside all of us, and it keeps us from reaching those goals. It keeps us in this little comfort zone that we have created, and the walls of this comfort zone are prohibiting us from getting out and catching that motivation. We just sit inside the comfort zone and fantasize about this motivation that we once had. But interestingly, the door is wide open, and it always has been. It's wide open for you to walk right through it. So why don't you? And simply said, it's not easy. So this morning, when I got up and I was going to do a show on this, I received an email from another member. And she actually said, she saw my post, and she suggested that I interview myself. And this is what her email stated. Hi, Irene. I saw your post, and I have struggled with maintaining my weight since you've helped me lose it years ago. I would love to have someone interview you as our mentor to pick at your brain and see what motivates you and how you're able to sustain your progress after years of struggling. So I sat there at 3 this morning and thought, bingo, the perfect show. The mindset of a mentor. And not just my mindset. Of course, I like to think myself as a mentor to so many people that do follow my program. But the mindset of a mentor who is in my position, the 5% of people that have struggled and have been able to keep their weight off. This might help the 95% of others find their way to that doorway and spark that strength that is needed to walk through that door once and for all. So first of all, if you don't know my story, I was not blessed with a fast metabolism. I struggled with my weight from adolescence up until about 8 years ago. And I finally figured it all out, and I ended up making a career out of it. So now I sit here at 51 years old, after multiple and many unsuccessful attempts to lose weight. And I really do feel confident that I have changed my metabolism and, more importantly, my mindset for good. And I know I have helped others do the same. So it really was truly difficult for me to isolate the key factors and being able to vocalize this today for the show. And clearly following a program and being consistent are essential. However, because I do work with a large population of people now, and I do see the struggle with people in staying motivated once they've met their goals, I've highlighted a few that I think will hit home for some of you that are in that struggle or on that struggle bus. So first of all, and this is so important, I had to realize that there is no such thing as perfection. The all or nothing syndrome had to go. I see this with so many people. There is no such thing to being perfect with weight management. And we beat ourselves up every single time we do something wrong. This is such a counterproductive mindset. You know the movie Groundhog Day? It's like that, except you are going to go off track every time a mishap happens, and you're starting the day over, but you've done all this damage at the end of the day. So it's like that. That's how Groundhog's Day was for me when I was struggling to lose weight. I would start the day, I'm going to do really good. I'd chart my calories, I'd exercise, I'd drink my water. And then as soon as I did something wrong, catastrophe. The avalanche began, and I would self-destruct until the next day. And it was ding, ding, Groundhog's Day all over again. This would repeat over and over and over for years. In the movie, the character Bill Murray would learn something new each day and then apply it to the next day so that he can make improvements. That is how you should approach your mistakes, which leads me to the next big helpful hint. And that is to learn from your mistakes and self-forgive. So every mistake we make is a learning experience. So from the minute we are born, we start making associations based on trial and error. Even a brand new puppy will learn that he will get harmed in areas of the house or get punished for doing something wrong within days of being brought home and adopted. In the past, my old self, I would spend days beating myself up for mistakes that I would make when trying to lose weight. After falling off track, I would spend days or weeks, sometimes even months, wallowing over my lack of ability to comply to a program, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. This, again, did me absolutely no good. And I see this with my clients. I will spend a whole half hour while I'm coaching them, trying to give them strategies, and they just keep going back to the woulda, coulda, shouldas. So this is like learning to tie your shoes. When you learn to tie your shoes, I guarantee you didn't give up and just buy a pair of slip-ons. You'd still be wearing them. You kept trying. And I know you got frustrated, and you may have even thrown the shoe at the wall. But each and every time you tried to tie the shoelace, your brain worked on strategies to improve your skills until they became a routine. And despite the fact that you might have thrown the shoe at the wall once or twice, you finally mastered it. And the same thing goes with weight loss. So back to my Groundhog's Day, when I would make a mistake in the middle of the day. And when I say make a mistake, it would be, I don't know, eat something that's not on the plan. Instead of throwing it all away, I would learn from that mistake. And I tell my clients this, if you eat something wrong in the middle of the day, learn from that, evaluate it. What could you have done better? Perhaps eating something that was heartier prior to that that would fill you up, would cause you to not grab at something that you shouldn't have. Go back and figure out a plan that is going to help you. Wallowing in self-pity and not forgiving yourself for the mistake is not going to make matters any better. And so my next suggestion is to never have shame. And so if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about how to really get yourself on track. And I'm kind of interviewing myself. How was I able to get myself out of the perpetual rut of constant weight gain and loss of motivation? And so my third suggestion was to have no shame. When people lose weight, there is a huge sense of pride and accomplishment that comes to that. In fact, it is the most amazing feeling ever. In addition to losing the weight, it is also very common that you're put on a pedestal socially and looked at by others as achieving something really admirable and inspiring. You've bought new clothes, you've changed your appearance, you have more energy. The list goes on. And then one day when your clothes start feeling tight and you can visibly see the physical changes that are occurring, but they're going in the wrong direction, you've lost your energy, you've noticed your habits are kind of relapsing back to the way they once were. This pressure is very abstract, meaning you don't really realize it, but it's there. It's kind of like this dark pressure. In the past, when this would happen to me, I would hide. I would hide from the reality that it was happening. People hide. It's shameful and it's embarrassing. You feel like you failed. You don't want to admit it to anyone, and sometimes not even to yourself. I would stop weighing myself. I would stop picking clothes out of my closet that I knew would feel tight. I was basically in denial. Even though I knew it was happening, you know, it's kind of a deadly combination. Regardless, sweeping it under the carpet is something that is prolonging the inevitable. So every single time I gained back my weight, which was a total of 6 times that I gained back my 30 pounds, this shame tied in with this perfectionism that I talked about earlier. There is no such thing as being perfect. And so I realized that you have to admit to yourself and really to others that it's okay that you are gaining weight back. It's okay that you're in this rut. It's okay that you're not perfect. It's okay that you fell off track, because you're going to gain back a couple pounds. What's important is that you stop at that. Hiding 5 pounds is going to lead to 10 pounds. 10 is going to lead to 20. And then it's going to springboard out of control. So what has helped me over the years, and believe me, had I not executed this no shame rule, I think I would have gained back my weight probably a dozen times over the last 8 years. When I am up a couple pounds, I don't hide it. I get on that scale. I see it. I talk about it. I put on the clothes that I know are tight, and I do something about it. And that brings me to my next one. I understand that this is always going to happen. Sometimes when people lose weight, in fact, I have to say most of the time when people lose weight, they assume that struggle is going to go away. That when the weight goes away, the struggle goes away. They assume that once you sign up for a program and you lose the weight and you reach your goals, that the problems are over. It's a miracle cure and you are freed of worrying about this forever. And this is so wrong. People need to understand that I still struggle. People all still struggle. You're going to have motivational highs and you're going to have motivational lows, just like anything else in life. Look at your most prized possessions. My most prized possessions, of course, are my family, my husband, my four kids, my three dogs. I love them to death. I would do anything in the world for them. However, on any given day, I would be more than happy to ship any of them off for a week or six just to take a break from them. This is natural. This is what we do with anything that we truly, truly love. And this is the same thing with dieting. It's not always going to be a cup of tea. And this is where mindset comes from. So when things go bad, you are unmotivated and you're feeling icky and rough, that doesn't mean that you should hide and throw it all away. My suggestion is that you look at your accomplishments and highlight the goals that you once had or have and bring them to life. It isn't easy, but it is very helpful. Let me break this down. When my oldest daughter, who's now 23, when she was three, she was going through the terrible threes. And again, she was at the time my oldest, so I had no idea what else was coming. A friend of mine told me when I was super frustrated to look at her baby pictures when she was sleeping, just so that I could have a reminder when I was at my wit's end and remind me of truly how precious she was and really keep me from selling her to the dog pound. Funny story, right? But it's true. Because sometimes when we're frustrated, we just get so angry and we don't realize all of our hard work. And wellness struggles are no different. So when you're struggling and you're having a bad day, you have to focus on the joys and the positives. You have to think about all of the things that you worked for. And you can't spiral through the day focusing on the problem without coming up with a solution. It's just a waste of time and energy. And this brings me to my last suggestion. You need to define your goal and create a plan to reach it. I probably spend most of my day when I coach people trying to get people to see this next one. In order to maintain your weight, you need to stop spiraling and spinning the wheel. I'm all about running on a treadmill, but spinning a wheel is a different story. For years, I would spin this wheel. I would spend hours and days literally focused on the issues at hand. Why I gained the weight, what went wrong, how I looked, my weight, my size, why I didn't care, what was wrong with me, day in, day out. I'd get up in the morning, I'd get upset, look in the mirror, get more upset, make good decisions, make bad decisions, get stressed about it all day long, get stressed about my desire, my lack of desire. I mean, it was just this stressful situation. I would fantasize about doing something, but I never actually did it. I'd go to bed, I'd wake up, weigh myself over and over. Groundhog's Day, spinning through my head on this wheel. I would get upset and do nothing about it. I would complain to my husband. I would complain to my poor best friend. Other times, I would Google and try to find something possibly wrong with me, my metabolism, my thyroid, something. What could it be? Then one day, I realized that I could do this until I was purple. In fact, I was actually turning purple at one point, and nothing was changing, and nothing ever would, because I didn't have a plan. So instead of spiraling, I sat down and I created a plan. And if you are spiraling right now, it's because you don't have a plan. You're complaining, you're wallowing, you're upset, but you don't have a plan. You have a flat tire and you're doing nothing about it. You're standing on the side of the road complaining. No one's going to help you. You need a plan. So instead of struggling, which is going to lead you to quitting, you need to stop and realize that you can't be perfect. I realized that I couldn't be perfect. I realized that there's going to be mistakes. I realized that there is no shame. And this all ties together because just like a flat tire, you know it's going to happen. It might happen to you at any point in any day. So you have to have a plan. You're not going to leave your car just sitting there and cancel your whole life because you got a flat tire. You're going to face the problem and you're going to fix it. And when you see others who look like they have it down, somebody walking through the grocery store and they had all the right foods in their cart and, wow, this person has it together. I'm here to tell you they struggle because everybody struggles. They've all been down this path and they've all been in that comfort zone. They've stood in that bubble, but the difference is they've walked through that door. That door's open, so you just have to take a walk right through. So hopefully this has helped. So hopefully you will find that path. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going.